Welcome to Seamless Tactics, where we share leadership insights through storytelling, featuring interviews with local leaders and professionals weaving in their career journey and leadership style.
I'm your host, Wen Tan. Today, we're here with Una Martone, the president and CEO of Leadership Harrisburg Area. So thank you for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Yes. So Una, well, could you please share with me a little bit more about yourself and then share with me a little bit about Leadership Harrisburg Area?
Sure. I'm originally from Florida,
okay,
which people always comment that it's a long way, you know, I'm a long way from home. But my husband and I met when we were in college,
okay,
and after we got married, his job took us north.
Okay.
So we've lived in several different states, and I've, you know, kind of supported him in his career and reinvented myself as much as possible in the different states where we lived. I always found an opportunity to kind of start over again with new circumstances, new people, new opportunities. My background has always been in fund development,
okay,
for nonprofit organizations. So my first job out of college was actually with a nonprofit organization. I really didn't know what nonprofit organizations were all about, but I quickly learned about grant writing and fund development and events and campaigns and appeals and really building relationships with donors.
Okay.
So with that background, I was able to take it with me wherever we lived. And even when we had our children, I was able to do grant writing as an independent contractor, working with different organizations around my kids' schedules. And then we moved to Harrisburg in 2005.
Okay.
And my first job here was actually with Harrisburg University. And
okay,
I was working at the university when we didn't have any students.
And, wow,
and my job at the university was to kind of create an alumni association, and there were no alumni.
Okay.
And so I created, with the help of board members and committee volunteers, an honorary alumni association,
okay,
at Harrisburg University. And Harrisburg University sent me through the Leadership Harrisburg Area program.
Oh, wow.
And so that was in 2006. I had only been here a year, and I was sitting in the Leadership Harrisburg Area program thinking, you know, these people are so awesome. Like, this was my new network. And then the person who was running LHA announced her retirement.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, I would love to do that job. And so I put my name in the running, and I was interviewed while I was in the class,
yeah,
and I didn't tell any of my class members.
Okay.
And so our last session was when I was interviewed. So between our last session and graduation, I was offered the job.
Okay.
So I graduated in May of 2007, and then I started as president and CEO in June of 2007. And so it was kind of a... It was kind of an interesting time, and the people at Harrisburg University were very supportive,
okay,
of this new position for me and supportive of my career growth, and I've been in this position ever since.
Wow, that's such an interesting story from, like, being in a program. 1 month later, you were then managing the program. That's,
yeah,
super exciting. So could you just share a little bit more about what LHA or Leadership Harrisburg Area?
Yes. So Leadership Harrisburg Area, I would consider it to be somewhat of a hub,
okay,
for the business community and the nonprofit community to come together.
Okay.
And for everyone in the community, we want this area to be the best that it can possibly be. We want everyone who's here to have the best quality of life that they can possibly have. And so for business leaders who have people and who have resources and who are, you know, trying to provide community goodwill, we're helping to match them up with nonprofit organizations and help people fully understand the inner workings of the community, the interconnectedness of the community, so that they can navigate it best for their own professional development and leadership, but also for the organizations that they represent. The business proposition is really about businesses need to have a solid community. They need to have a community that attracts workers here. They need to have a community that keeps their workers here. And so by helping people understand all the benefits of this community, we're actually helping them want to stay and, yeah, and live here. And, you know, when we talk about our core program that was founded in 1986 is our community leadership series, which you know all yeah about. And when in our community leadership series, when we're talking about arts and culture, and when we're talking about recreational opportunities, all of those things are important to the business community because their employees need things to do. They need there to be an amazing symphony in this town. They need there to be theater programs, not only for young people, but theater programs that are traditional theater programs and theater programs that have maybe off-Broadway acts. And they need, you know, like the Central Pennsylvania Youth Ballet is one of the strongest youth ballets in the country. And so all of those things make our region desirable for employees to stay here and for new employees to potentially move here. So as an organization, we kind of help people understand all there is throughout the Capital Region. We focus on challenges to some degree. What are the challenges that we face as a region? And then we help people in our program think through and visualize and vision what some of the solutions to those challenges might be. Then with their networks that they make in the class, in the community, they can possibly work together with other businesses and with nonprofit organizations to help overcome those community challenges. So we see ourselves rooted in this community as an anchor institution. We have we're approaching about 1,700 alumni of our organization.
Wow, 1,700.
And you kind of think of them as a army out in the community for good. You know, an yeah army for good and an army of people who want this area to be the best that it can be.
No, that's such an amazing mission. And, you know, with all those connections, you never know what can happen, right? So learning more about LHA, I guess, what is some of the favorite things that you have seen happen because of LHA?
You know, it's interesting that you ask that question because I'm actually working on right now putting a founders panel together. Okay. Because over the years, Leadership Harrisburg area graduates have launched organizations that have made a tremendous impact in this community. One of them, for example, is Harrisburg Young Professionals. So two of the five founders of Harrisburg Young Professionals, Alex Hartzler and Greg Rothman, had just graduated from Leadership Harrisburg area before founding Harrisburg Young Professionals. And so that's quite a tribute to them, first and foremost. But I do believe that it was the experience of going through LHA and learning about the community that was the final push to get Harrisburg Young Professionals started. One of our graduates has founded Estamos Unidos for the community, for the Latin American community here and for the Hispanic community here. And Estamos Unidos is a resource for scholarships for that community to go to college. And that was founded by a Leadership Harrisburg area alumni. The same thing as that was Hector Ortiz, by the way. He was in the class of 2005. And Joyce Davis, who went through our executive leadership series, she founded the World Affairs Council. So Joyce is a media professional. She's currently working at PA Media Group, but as a person who's passionate about world affairs, she started this organization, and now it benefits a lot of different worldwide communities who have come and settled here in Harrisburg. The list goes on, you know, but I'm working on a panel to bring these founders together to really explore what they started, what organizations they started, how those organizations are benefiting the community, and why it was so important for them to do it. And I kind of think back and I imagine, what would this area look like if we didn't have Harrisburg Young Professionals? Yeah. And what would this organization look like if we didn't have Estamos Unidos? And Hector also founded a Rotary Club. He started the Rotary Club of Harrisburg Keystone, and they have done tremendous things for the community. Floyd Stokes started the American Literacy Corporation, which has been, you know, a guiding force for children and literacy and reading, you know, for a decade and maybe even more. So it's exciting to me that people come through our program, they learn about the community, and they go do something amazing. Now, all of the people who went through our program and maybe didn't start an organization, they're still doing amazing things too. Some of them, I mentioned Greg Rothman, he's a senator today. Some of our graduates are on the circuit now for local elections and even the U.S. Congress. Other of our alumni are serving on boards of directors. They're running community events. They have and will continue to run United Way programs and United Way campaigns. It's just a core of people who are out there doing good in the world, and I'm proud of every single one of them. I'm super excited to feature those alumni who have started something brand new for the community. No, that's a really exciting part
that
for me.
Sounds super exciting. Yeah. So I'm excited to see when that launches. Recognize all the names that you've just mentioned. So that sounds amazing. So just for the audience that's kind of listening in on this, how do they learn more about LHA? If they want to join one of the LHA cohorts, what's the best way for them to kind of learn more or even like apply?
Yeah, we are not hard to find. You know, anyone with a phone at the end of their hand or sitting in front of a computer can just type in Leadership Harrisburg Area. We are not hard to find. Our website is leadershipharrisburg.org.
Okay.
You know, all of our program information is there. We are on Facebook. We are on LinkedIn. We are on Instagram. And we might have a Twitter account, but honestly, I haven't used it in a long time, so I wouldn't recommend that. But we're not hard to find. We are in recruiting season right now for our next Community Leadership Series class.
Okay.
That program will be the class of 2025.
Okay.
They start in September of 2024 and graduate in May of 2025. So we are looking for people right now who might be in a position and thinking or believing that they could do more, that they could learn more. They are ready to level up their leadership. They're ready to take it to the next level professionally and personally. Perhaps they're ready to find their own personal mission, their own purpose, and Leadership Harrisburg Area can help them do that. So Community Leadership Series applications are on the website, and they are due on June 7th. So it's not very long from now. It's right around the corner. Those applications are due.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. So before we jump into the next part of the podcast, and we'll dive into some of the leadership things you just talked about, I do want to give a call out to Harrisburg Regional Chamber and CREDIC. They are a force to promote economic development as well as improving the life quality of life within the area, Dauphin, Cumberland, and Perry County. If you're not aware, the Chamber is actually one of the few that have the U.S. Business of Chamber five-star accreditation. So if you have any questions about becoming a member, feel free to reach out to the Chamber. They have a lot of information and benefits that may help your organization to grow and flourish.
And if I could just say that Leadership Harrisburg Area was founded as a program of the Harrisburg Regional Chamber.
Oh, wow.
So when we were started in 1986, it was a group from the Chamber that started Leadership Harrisburg Area to give us our formation. And then, of course, we became our own private 501c3 organization. But it was the Chamber where we got our start. And today, I would say that nearly half of the board members of the Harrisburg Regional Chamber and CREDIC are Leadership Harrisburg Area graduates. Nearly half. It's almost 50%.
Wow. That's the impact, right?
Yeah. Our organizations are truly well-aligned with a genuine desire to make this community a better place, not only through business development like the Chamber does, but through helping people understand really how this community works, where the challenges are, and what we can do together. That's the core. How can we address the challenges together?
Yeah, absolutely. So diving right into nonprofit organizations, leadership. So, I think a lot of our audience is within for business organizations. So could you just share with me, like, from your perspective, what a nonprofit leader is like, or traits or qualities that some may not be aware of?
Sure. I want to just make clear that, nonprofit organizations are businesses. We are run, we have to be run just like any other business. The difference with a nonprofit organization, number one, we are mission driven and mission focused. So if somebody came to me and, said, Leadership Harrisburg Area should maybe do this. Well, if it doesn't align with our mission, we're not. Whereas a business can entertain almost any idea that it wants to. So we are bound to our mission. And that's one difference between a for-profit business and a not-for-profit. Nonprofit organizations can make a profit at the end of the year. And we like to have a little bit of a cushion in our budget at the end of the year. The difference is some for-profit businesses can distribute those earnings across their shareholders at the end of the year, their board of directors. And with a nonprofit organization, those profits would be reinvested back into the organization or saved, in a nest egg, in a rainy day fund for the future of the organization. Our board members don't get paid and they're all volunteers. So I just wanted to make the distinction that even though we are a nonprofit organization, we are run, just like any other business. Leadership Harrisburg Area is pretty entrepreneurial in terms of a nonprofit organization. Many nonprofit organizations are solely dependent on donations, and they are constantly building relationships, developing relationships, and finding people who are passionate about what they do, and they're necessary. Homeless service providers, food and shelter. So they're strictly run on donations. Because we are a little bit more entrepreneurial, we can, we charge money, we charge tuition. So a tuition for our program is as important to us as a donation is for another nonprofit. So that's how we make the money to operate is primarily through tuition. And because we're mission driven and we have some programs that there is no tuition for, that's where the donations and the corporate sponsorships help us. So, we are a nonprofit and we depend on donations for those mission-based programs, but we try to do as much as we can to raise our own money to support all of those other things through right. tuition.
No, absolutely. That's a very key difference that you just made between for-profit and not-for-profit. So being mission-driven and honing in on that, could you share with the audience a little bit more what it means to be mission-driven? I know that you teach a lot of this within the CLS, right? Yeah. So just for those that don't understand what that means or just starting out in their career or maybe are in life-changing events, can the mission change or like what does the mission look like?
Our mission to the core and how we were founded is effective community service.
Okay.
So we help business leaders and business people understand how to be the most effective leader in the community. Our core is also rooted in servant leadership. And so because those things are our mission, we can add and develop programs, but we don't veer from our mission. Right. So, for example, a few years ago, we found that all these organizations were asking us to help them with board training. And board training, having really good and strong board members for nonprofit organizations is part of effective community service. Yeah. It's related and it ties into effective community service. So what we did was developed a video series called Board Strong. Right. And so it was launched in 2019. It's still available on our website. It's a brand new program that, was not around when Leadership Harrisburg Area was founded in 1986, but it was a response to a need. And it fits within our mission of effective community service. And so it checks that box.
Yep.
And so we created Board Strong. Another thing is people always come to us looking for volunteers and they're always, asking us to make connections with them to find new board members. And so a few years ago, it was pre-2015, we launched a publication called The Community Caller. Okay. And that was another thing that people had needs, nonprofits had needs to connect with potential volunteers. So instead of us trying to think of who can we give you as a connection, we decided to put a listing together of the nonprofit organizations and what they're looking for. And then we distribute that to all of our alumni and anyone in the community who wants to get it via email. It's an email publication that comes out once a month, and it's a listing that sometimes has 50 or more nonprofit organizations that are looking for volunteers, who are looking for board members, or they have an event coming up and they want people to come attend their event. So, that wasn't part of Leadership Harrisburg Area in 1986 when we started, but the demand was there and it aligns with our mission. We can help nonprofit organizations be more effective by connecting them with potential volunteers and board members. And the Community Caller is just it has been a great way to do that. The Community Caller is sponsored by PSECU, another great member of the chamber as well, and another great advocate for Leadership Harrisburg Area. So that publication, The Community Caller, is a wonderful win-win-win for the community, for the nonprofit organizations. And it's something that, is a mission-driven activity for us. It's something that takes a lot of our time to put together, and collect all the announcements and, you know, make that publication every month, but it's part of our mission, so that's what we do.
No, that's an amazing mission. So when we talk about servant leadership, that's what is enabling the mission. So could you share a little bit more about what servant leadership is?
Yeah, I'd like to make the distinction between effective community service and servant leadership, because they really are two different things.
Okay.
Somebody can be a community leader serving on boards of directors. They can be out in the community volunteering and really giving back to the community. And that's wonderful. That's our mission. That's effective community service. Servant leadership can be activated in any circumstance. Servant leadership can be how you manage your team at work. Servant leadership can be how you interact with, you know, the rest of the board members of a nonprofit organization. Servant leadership is about creating relationships where you value the other person. And so we like to say that servant leadership is so universal that it can be part of every part of your life. All of our life is about relationships.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard Seth Godin, you know, talking about relationships as the currency of our world, and relationships are more valuable than money as currency, because
right.
people want to do business with people. And so our focus on servant leadership has really kind of changed this entire region. You know, when I first came here in 2005, people weren't talking about servant leadership. Those terms really weren't as common as they are now. You didn't hear that word, that phrase, very often. And today, some of the largest companies in this region are talking about servant leadership, and they're trying to incorporate servant leadership as their main leadership philosophy within their corporate cultures. And I would argue that that's because of Leadership Harrisburg area. Servant leadership has always been embedded in our programs, but in 2015, we created an original servant leadership curriculum that we call Beyond Leadership.
Okay.
It's a one-day training, and we brought that out to the public. We thought, why are we keeping servant leadership to ourselves in our programs? Why don't we bring servant leadership out as a model that can not only help nonprofit leaders, it can help business leaders. So, you know, believing in people, listening to people, helping people to do their best, to be their best, that's what servant leadership is all about. And so we try to weave that throughout all of our programs. And anytime I have the opportunity to talk about servant leadership, or to facilitate a training on servant leadership, or to bring servant leadership to a new organization, I'm all in. I was first introduced to servant leadership through Leadership Harrisburg area. LHA sent me to the Greenleaf Center for Servant Leadership to become certified
okay.
in the servant leadership model. And I, you know, wrote the curriculum that we deliver Beyond Leadership, and just consider it to be a privilege to, you know, expand servant leadership throughout this community. I think this community is unique in how many businesses have really adopted servant leadership and said, we want our culture to be a culture where people feel welcomed and people feel like they belong in the companies and the organizations where they work. So, gosh, I could go on and on about the benefits of servant leadership. I think it's just, I think it's the only model. And oftentimes if people say, oh, well, we're not interested in servant leadership. I really think it's because it's too hard. You know, people think, oh, it's the soft skills. Yeah. It's the easy skills. But those are the hard ones. Like to develop a culture where people are empathetic and empathy is the norm, that's hard. That's really hard in organizations. And to develop a culture where listening is expected, that's really, really hard. So the companies that shake their head at servant leadership and say, oh, no, we're not interested in that, it's because it's really hard. And that says something. The companies who are investing in servant leadership are really going the extra mile to work at it. We're offering, every year we have the Platinum Award for Servant Leadership, and we look out into the community and look into our community and who's involved with Leadership Harrisburg area, and we look for someone who truly embodies servant leadership. And this year, the award is going to Justin McClure, who's the president of Daffler. It's commercial and residential heating, cooling, and solar company. And Justin went through Leadership Harrisburg area in 2010, and he's been bringing servant leadership into his organization and bringing servant leadership throughout the community ever since.
No, that's amazing. So, Una, thank you for sharing so much about being mission-driven, examples, and then servant leadership, and then, of course, the Platinum Award winner for this year. So, you know, so as we're kind of nearing the end of the podcast, I guess a couple questions for you. The last one being the fun rapid-fire questions, but, like, the first one being, are there any, like, takeaways that our audience should take home, practice with regards to being mission-driven or servant leadership?
I'd say for servant leadership first, I'll address that part first. For servant leadership, it's really about how you impact other people.
Okay.
And so anyone who's listening to this, I would just encourage them to do a little self-reflection and reflect on the interactions that you have throughout the course of a day, whether it's at work or out serving on a board of directors or even just going to the grocery store. How are your reactions affecting other people? Are your interactions positive? Are they, is there kindness? Are you respecting other people and valuing them as fellow human beings on this planet? And I think that's the first place to start.
Okay.
With servant leadership. And then in terms of being mission-driven and effective and being in effective community service, I think for nonprofit organizations who might be tempted to veer from their organizations, maybe there's a grant opportunity over here, or maybe a funder has an idea over here and they have the funding to do it. Let's not veer from our own missions because they are important. But let's refer to one another and let's collaborate. And if there's an idea that I can't do because it's not in the mission of Leadership Harrisburg area, who can I turn to and make a recommendation and make a connection for somebody else to do that work within their mission? We don't need to duplicate, you know, efforts. If we all have our mission and we're all really in our lane, then we can collaborate with each other and we can refer to one another when opportunities come up that are outside of our mission.
No, those are great takeaways, right? With regards to self-awareness, right? Or self-evaluation. And then secondly, is just thinking about the impact on others, right? And can I collaborate with others? I think there's so many win-win situations that we always take for ourselves, but we should also be looking outside, right?
Absolutely.
A win-win for everyone. Thank you so much for sharing about all of that. So we'll now go into our rapid-fire questions. So always the same standard questions, so no heads up. So the first one being, who's your favorite leader?
That's a great question. And one of the organizations that I'm really involved with is Rotary International.
Okay.
And I would have to say that a person who has impacted me tremendously is Jennifer Jones.
Okay.
She was the first female president of Rotary.
Okay.
And this is an international, you know, worldwide 1.4 million person organization. And it took, you know, over 100 years for the organization to have a female president. And it was Jennifer Jones, and she opened the door for other women in leadership positions, not only in Rotary, but around the world. And during her, it's a one-year term, during her one-year term as president of Rotary International, she worked with worldwide leaders and really had leaders from different countries thinking about how are they opening opportunities for women in their countries to be leaders. So I admire Jennifer Jones tremendously.
Well, absolutely. So along with Jennifer Jones being your favorite leader, I guess, what is your favorite leadership quote, or what's a leadership quote you like to live by?
My favorite is, I have a lot of favorites.
Okay.
It was a really tough question, but always be more curious than certain.
Okay.
And I feel like if people have a mindset of curiosity rather than certainty, then it shows that they are open to learning. And I can be curious about you as a person. I can be curious about your organization or a project that you're working on. And me being curious about you shows you that I care. It shows you that I value you. And it's a mindset that I encourage. And that quote is just so succinct. Always be more curious than certain.
I love that quote. I think it's also quoted in Ted Lasso. And then I also think it's the importance of asking questions and not being judgmental, right? So asking questions is really how you can learn more. So everything you just talked about with regards to like lifelong learning. So I love that quote. So within Central PA, I guess, what are some of the favorite things that you like to do here? Or what would you like to promote about Central PA?
You know, I love the outdoor spaces here in Central PA. And I kind of love bird watching.
Okay.
I don't know if this started in the pandemic when, you know, people were working at home and I could see out my window during the day, but we really have a lot of beauty around here, and we have a lot of really wonderful species of birds for bird watching and just the outdoor spaces. I mean, where we live right here, you can drive within, you know, 5 miles to 50 miles and find a trail, a rail trail for biking, a creek or a stream for kayaking, and you can just be outdoors enjoying nature and enjoying all the beauty that Central Pennsylvania has.
No, absolutely. Well, Una, thank you again for being a part of this. Thank you for sharing more about Leadership Harrisburg area, your journey, as well as being mission-driven and servant leadership. So, Una, thank you again.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here. I appreciate it.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks to Una Martone for joining us during that insightful conversation on being mission-driven and servant leadership. These tips would help any aspiring or experienced leader on their leadership journey and make a positive impact in their community or workplace. As always, thanks for listening to Seamless Tactics. If you enjoyed our show, please rate and review us on a streaming platform you're listening to us on. Until then, this is Wen Tan. And don't forget, we're here to highlight local leaders making an impact in our community and share leadership insights through storytelling. This podcast was recorded, produced, and edited by Wen Tan. This episode was brought to you by the Harrisburg Regional Chamber and Credict. Special thanks to Leadership Harrisburg Area. Seamless Tactics is a product of TaylorMade Solutions. Hope you join us in our next show.